The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the need to pray continually and never lose heart. There was a judge in a certain town, he said, who had neither fear of God nor respect for man. In the same town there was a widow who kept on coming to him and saying, "I want justice from you against my enemy." For a long time he refused, but at last he said to himself, "Maybe I have neither fear of God nor respect for men, but since she keeps pestering me, I must give this widow her just rights, or she will persist in coming and worry me to death." And the Lord said, "You notice what the unjust judge has to say. Now, will not God see justice done to his chosen who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them? I promise you, he will see justice done to them, and done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel, according to Luke, Jesus teaches us to pray by his own example and especially in three parables. The first one is about the insisting friend who calls in the middle of the night and his constant banging on the door gets him what he needs. The third parable, still to come, but you will hear it next Sunday, is about the Pharisee and the tax collector. The second parable is the one we have today, and is about the insisting widow and the corrupt judge. She too, by not giving up, receives what she needs. And Jesus promises that God the Father will see justice done to his chosen who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them. Jesus promises that God will see justice done to them speedily. However, Jesus questions whether he will find any faith on earth when he comes again. In the letter of St. Paul to Timothy, we hear that from the Holy Scriptures we can learn the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. As the inspired Word of God, it also guides our lives and enables to travel us on the road to holiness. And this faith is, of course, not just for our own benefit and salvation, but also to help others. But we are told to do so with patience and with the intention of teaching. Those ready to listen will make up their own mind, and if, by God's grace, they indeed respond to God's call, then we can only thank God. Thanking God at the beginning of his prayers is how Jesus himself always prays to God the Father. Giving thanks at the beginning reflects a trust, a faith, which expects that whatever will be asked of God will be given. This is true faith. Thanking God in advance affirms this faith, but it also signifies an engaging into a loving relationship. Asking God the Father in the name of his Son, and as a result, we get the Holy Spirit. At heart is the desire to do God's will, to do what is best for us as God intended us to be, to do what we were created for. For why do we pray? Most often the need arises when we lack something. Peace of mind, we are alone, someone is ill or died. But also when we have done something wrong. We pray to God and ask for forgiveness, spontaneously or at Mass and in the confession. We also pray to give thanks in private, in public, and especially at the Eucharist. So, prayer is a process of conversation and conversion. By speaking to God, and more importantly, listening to God, we convert from being trapped in ourselves and our earthly environment to being liberated in mind, in a spiritual environment, and we become part of a loving relationship that exists among the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. By prayer, we become also part of a loving relationship of God and our neighbor that builds on faith and also results into an increased faith. By insisting, as the widow did, not giving up, but by making prayer an integral part of your daily life, you are in a state of constant prayer, and we can pray anytime, anywhere, or better, all the time and everywhere. So when the Lord comes again and he finds you in prayer, you can be assured that he will indeed find you in great faith, a faith in Jesus Christ that will lead you to eternal salvation.